The first annual citywide garage sale day supporting affordable housing initiatives helped to bring the community together on Saturday morning, officials say. In collaboration with the city's Waste Management and Affordable Housing Committee, at least 85 garage sales were part of the inaugural event held across the city today. You may have noticed the heavier-than-normal traffic on what are typically quiet city streets as residents shopped for bargains at dozens of garage sales held all over the city. Jay Fallis, who helped organize and support the initiative, says it was a success. "We asked our residents to have a garage sale and donate any portion of proceeds to affordable housing," he said. "It's a win on the affordable housing front, it's a win on the waste diversion front, and it's a win on the fun front." Fallis says there was an amazing atmosphere in Orillia neighborhoods on Saturday morning. "It's been positive," he said. "In West Ridge, there were some pretty incredible sales and a ton of people walking around. I think it does create a sense of community." While there is no specific fundraising goal today, Fallis is ambitiously hoping for $10,000. He says the money will be used to help build the affordable housing reserve, money the city is setting aside to help build more affordable housing within the city. "It's for either nonprofits or government agencies that are looking to build new units within Orillia," he said of the affordable housing reserve. "There's a huge need." Fallis believes the citywide garage sale can have a huge impact on creating more affordable housing. "It's not just the amount of money, but it raises awareness for it," he said. "There's an energy around it." There are 22 corporate participants involved in this year's inaugural citywide garage sale day. Local businesses such as Home Hardware, Brewery Bay, and Dapper Depot, among others, are contributing to the event. "It's been a real show of support across all sides," Fallis said. "There are a few businesses who are putting out a sale to participate and donate to the cause," said Kaun. Jeff Chetwerzuk, who worked with Fallis to help organize the event. "I think it's fantastic." Becca Schron was shopping in Ward 3 on Saturday morning. She was impressed with the event. "You get to talk to all your neighbors, which is really nice," she said. "Everyone is happy, friendly, and chatting with each other." Schron thinks fundraising for affordable housing is a fantastic idea. "Affordable housing is an issue that is going to affect everybody at some point, whether it's someone close to them or someone they know," she said. "I think it's really important to support that." Schron found a whole table of vintage cameras for $25 and a bag of golf balls for $10 on Saturday. "Garage sales are for things that you just spontaneously buy," she said. "I don't know if I have a goal when I go into them." Larry Morley, who lives on June Drive, has been helping to organize an annual street-wide garage sale for over 30 years. "It's all about community," he said. "You have to know your neighbors, and that's why we do it." Morley hopes the city-wide garage sale day returns for years to come. "I just think it builds community," he said. "If we can encourage the streets to come together, it will bring all the people together." Morley says affordable housing is a worthwhile cause for the event. "We need to partner together to help folks who are unfortunate," he said. "Everyone out there has a name and a face, and I don't think that it was their dream to be in the position they are in. Let's help them out, and the community has to be a part of it." Harvey's Orillia was one of the local businesses hosting a garage sale on Saturday morning. Restaurant owner Laura Dixon says her staff have taken the initiative to do their part for community fundraising. "Everybody needs affordable housing," she said. "We figured it was best to help out where we can." Dixon said she believes everybody deserves to have a safe place that they can call home. "It's a struggle these days with rising costs," she said. "This is the very least we can do to help our community and our neighbors feel safe." Dixon says there was a sense of community pride in Orillia during Saturday's event. "It gets people out and talking about the issues at hand," she said. "It's great to bring everybody together for one common cause."